in the center of the city. A building that had once defied the beauty of the heavens now lay collapsed in upon itself. A basilica of stately and imposing character, now reduced to a hill of dust-caked rubble and broken glassaic. Inside the fallen structure, there were still cavernous spaces, slope-shouldered voids where support columns of marble had fractured but not fallen. Successive damage wrought by fires and the sluice of acidic rains made the bombed-out building a dangerous place. Any mistake of footing could bring down a precariously supported wall or swallow a gap in a heartbeat. And yet, the warrior returned to the basilica time and again, drawn back here by a compulsion he could neither understand nor deny. In the gloom and the damp air, he returned to the place of his rebirth. A silent, ruined figure in scarred armor waited there, slumped against the remains of a broken lectern.
I am here once more, brother. Cerberus is here. Will you speak to me this day?
It was here that he had died. Here that he had reawakened, buried beneath the debris and the stone. It was here, in this memorial to wanton destruction, that he had dug himself out, driven by a single-mindedness that bordered on lunacy.
If you will not speak to me, brother, I will speak to you. I will tell the tale again and take the pain. Do you remember it? I know you do. How many times must I ask you to share the moment with me? I search my own thoughts, and there are voids, dark places, broken shards of memory, jagged and harsh.
All attempts at recollection brought agony unlike any other. Razors clawing across the surface of his mind, fire enveloping his soul. And yet, he still tried to grasp it.
I will see you and I in these halls. The traitors at the lectern, the hate in them, the ruinous powers, the sword in my hand. Stop! You must not stay a hand! Do not do this! Ah!
He collapsed to his knees, feeling the misery of those moments anew in a flash of brutal, terrible empathy. And yet, for all the agony he endured, his fractured mind could not bring him the understanding he so desperately wanted. No measure of truth made itself clear to him. The precious, ephemeral knowledge of himself remained forever out of reach. This death that was no death had done that to him. The betrayal and the fire, the sword blades and the bombs, the wounds they gave him bled out his spirit into the stones. Lost and forgotten. And now, he lived through that moment once more.
The betrayal, madness and betrayal, the Red God, and darkness!
In that death, the warrior had been broken inside. Some vital part of the man he was had been torn open, the fragments of him spilling into the dust. Ruined and burned, time held him in its cradle as the war passed about him. The line of flame moved on, and he was left behind, discarded by the turncoats in the ashen wastes.
Brother, kinsman, each time the death cuts closer, but still I am rejected. You know why? Will you not tell me? Death took you! Why not me? Why not me?
With a sudden burst of furious energy, he launched himself across the broken stones to where the other figure lay slumped upon the lectern.
Speak to me!
But no answer would ever come. The warrior's brother lay dead and mouldering, as he had for every day since the ignition of the rebellion. His kinsman's neck ended in a bloody stump, his severed head lying in his lap. Blackened crusts of dried fluid surrounded the pale, bloodless lips. sightless eyes set in a ruined face tended by flies and slow rot, stared out at nothing.
I'm sorry. I wish I could remember your name, brother. Please forgive me.
The warrior looked down at his hands. His body seemed disconnected from his thoughts, as if they belonged to some other being. And in that instant, he felt the briefest touch of lucidity.
What has been done to me? Who?
The warrior fell silent, sensing movement somewhere above, and the moment was gone.
Who dares? Intruders?